Welcome to the Holistic You podcast. I'm your host, James Weiler. The purpose of this podcast is to teach you the things you didn't get taught at school, to teach you the things your parents didn't teach you about what it is to live a happy, healthy, and balanced life. Each week, we'll bring you expert guests to help you break down into bite-sized digestible pieces important life lessons you need to know. This will inspire you with confidence for your own personal journey.
Welcome back to another episode, guys. Today we've got Corey Whittleton, who is the founder of Unfit Run Club. Welcome, Corey.
Hey, bro. How are you?
Good, good. It's been a bit of toing and froing. I was meant to interview Corey about a month ago, but I actually got sick. I didn't have COVID, but I got sick and I wasn't able to. So it's been a long time coming for us. And for anyone that's attended Unfit Run Club, it's such an awesome club. And Corey is here really to tell us all about it today, as well as how Corey actually started and why he started Unfit Run Club. So over to you, Corey. Can you give us some background into you and what was the reason that you started Unfit?
Hey, bro. Yeah, thanks for having me and apologies for delaying. Just life got in the way over the last couple of weeks, man. But we're here finally, which is cool. Mate, for me, it was really, if I go way back, it was basically I just couldn't exercise anymore in the gym, really. So found a bit of a love for running. That was due to an injury with my hand. So I thought I've got to do something, got to keep moving. As you can see, I'm not built for running, but just, yeah, became quite addicted to it. And then fast forward, you know, maybe eight months later, yeah, COVID hit. And, you know, I own a career company, which we may talk about later on. And a lot of our customers, I just noticed that they were struggling. You know what it was like at the start, lockdowns and pivoting into takeaway only models. And I just saw a bit of a niche there. And I thought, well, you know, I want to kind of get my mates into running and colleagues and whatever else. And thought, well, maybe we start a run club, but then how can we just do that a little bit more? And then I just sat there with my wife, Rachel, and we just thought, well, a lot of the businesses that we deliver to, and not all of them, but a lot of the ones we deliver to were struggling. And I thought, well, maybe we just run from a few cafes, and we'll join some running up, people that have probably never run before, which was generally me and my mates. And then with some cafes that really needed the extra business and awareness. I mean, you know what it was like at the start. It was a ghost town. Businesses were going from flat out massive service in the morning to 15 people out the front of a cafe, takeaway only. So yeah, that's how it spawned. And then, I mean, I'm sure we'll go into a lot more detail now to what it's turned into, but crazy. Random people started turning up. I mean, I'd never run a social media account before, had no idea about branding or content or taking photos or filters or anything. And it's just slowly evolved. The cafe started sharing it. And then it was like, geez, this is kind of maybe becoming a thing. And then it just took off. They shared it. Some cafe owners would come along. Some of their clientele would start coming along. And then more of my mates and colleagues started becoming aware of it. And I was like, geez, okay, we might have something here. And yeah, here we are almost 2 years later, which is crazy.
Yeah. And how many people, Corey, can you tell us about the two different runs that you've got on and how many people normally attend those runs?
Yeah, so we've now started on the Gold Coast as well. So we've got a Brazilian Gold Coast crew. Initially, we just started here just doing cafe runs on a Saturday. But, you know, true to brand and wanting to stay on brand, we didn't really want it to just be about running and just be about the community. We wanted to really break down the barriers for anybody to come in and to realize, you know, it's not the shirts off crew and you're not testing your PBs and all this. If you want to, great, fantastic. Just have a go, do what you need to do. But we thought, what else can we do? And then we just thought, well, we love beer and we love burgers. So we thought, well, how about an afternoon run? I said, okay, well, similar kind of concept, similar model. We'll help businesses still, help people that may not be able to come on a weekend, you know, if they've got kids or work or whatever it may be. Let's have like an after work run and beer. So we've done that. It's now turned into runs and burgers and beers. And then we've also started on the Gold Coast every other week now. And then on the weekends in Brizzy, we're probably getting on average at least 60 would turn up, but on a busy week we might get 80 or 90. Gold Coast is about 30 to 50 on a Saturday. And then beer runs at the moment are going crazy. They're sort of, you know, averaging about 50 every Thursday, which is mad. And then we just did a big charity one with our charity run, which I'm sure we'll talk about, but you know, we got 150 sort of tickets sold for that, which was just insane. So yeah, people are getting amongst it, which is crazy. Still blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm a regular beer runner And I love it. It's a nice way to kind of wind down towards the end of the week, I find. And obviously combining having a run because you feel good, you get the endorphins going, but then you also have a nice little yarn after with a few mates.
And I think that like really breaks down that barrier, you know, with the runners because they kind of see the cafe run and they're still like, well, Saturday morning, 6:30 a.m. It's still, for someone that's never run before or it's the stigma around running that you've got to be fit and you've got to be this and you've got to be that. It's still a big commitment on a Saturday morning. Whereas the after work drinks, it's like, well, I've had a big day. Even if I don't run, well, I can just have a beer. So it's really like even amplified the message a bit even more, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And for the listeners, how far do we normally run, Corey, on sort of Thursday night beer run as well as the Saturday morning cafe run?
The cafes are 1 to 5K. So you can basically do whatever you want. We map out a 5K course, which is generally a 2.5 out and 2.5 back, but you can do whatever you want. I mean, we get mothers with prams and we get people that bring dogs that can't run, you know, tiny little house dogs, kids, all shapes and sizes. We had a lot of runners that have never run before that might do 500 out and back. Some people just come for a walk. And then on the Thursday, we used to do 5K, but just realizing it was becoming way too much of a commitment on a Thursday night. You know, it was really becoming more about the run than the social side of things, which we wanted to be a good balance of both. And we just felt that 5K was a bit of an ask by the time we got going, by the time people got back, still wanting to support the businesses as well. It was just really dragging out. So we brought that back to 1 to 3K with the same premise. You don't have to run. We get some people that just come along for a beer, which is super cool. Yeah. Even the you know, some of the employees will knock off and just have beers with the crew, which is pretty rad. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I wanted to ask you about that charity run. But before I jump into that, can I just get you to tell us a little bit more about your business? Because you've got a career company called UMI, is that right?
UMI, yeah.
UMI, so sorry.
It's been going for, yeah, you're right, man. It's been going for almost 6 years now. So it's been fun, been a bit of a challenge managing both, plus having, you know, a new baby and another one on the way. But yeah, that keeps me busy, bud. We're the first carbon neutral, like locally owned carbon neutral business, a career company, sorry, in Brisbane. And, you know, we used to be a bit of everything for everyone, Gold Coast, Sunshine Coast, Brisbane, all that sort of stuff. But we've really niched down, found our market. We're Brisbane only. And we basically just support businesses that don't have their own transport. So we're not quite a courier, like a, you know, a toller and an AusPost, but we're more of a freight fleet specialist. So we basically look after all of your needs within Brisbane and Brisbane only now. So, you know, we become a bit of a familiar face for them, you know, like an extension of their business rather than just a random courier. Yeah, so pretty crazy. We're going into a bit of a 3PL and a storage and a warehousing element of the business in the next couple of weeks, which is pretty cool. But yeah, between the both, they keep us nice and busy.
Yeah, and you mentioned carbon neutral. I think I know what that means, but I guess how, from a business perspective, how do you sort of manage that and how does that all work?
Yeah, so surprisingly, I don't understand why it's not more of an interest to people. I wonder if, as a big business, it's hard to reverse engineer such a big operation. I'm guessing that's maybe it. I know like AusPost now can send theirs, and you've got a few shipping platforms that can send theirs via carbon neutrality. But the average courier company and ones of my size, it just doesn't seem to be on the radar for whatever reason. But it's, to be completely honest, I mean, it's quite easy. At the moment, unfortunately, we don't have the luxury of fees in Australia. Infrastructure is just not here. Vehicles aren't here. Once that happens, it's going to be even easier for us. We just buy EVs and then we offset anything else that we do within the operation. But for now, that is what we do. So we partnered up with 1% for the Planet. It's a global. And then you can choose where you want your money to go. And then on top of that, you can also donate your time. So it's, if you say, you know, say our revenue is $1 million, we'd have to pay 1% of that. But then if we wanted to, we could donate our time to organizations within Australia that sort of sit above us, but sit underneath 1%. And then, you know, like a beach clean or a local organization that cleans up the roads or whatever it may be. And then we can get our employees, including me, and if we wanted to do the run club at some point, can go along. And then that donation goes to part of our 1% donation to them. So it's pretty cool. And then on top of that, we also buy offsets from different places. So the latest ones we bought were within Australia. Previous to that, we bought some that helped with a wind farm in South America. So yeah, as that opens and there's a bigger market for it in Australia, we'll only buy here. But at the moment, sometimes you're tired. You can only really buy what's available at the time. And then that then offsets our emissions across the board. And then that's how we keep it.
Yeah, great. That's awesome. So it sounds like in your
Thanks a
personal
lot.
business as well as Unfit Run Club, you're not only commercializing but also having some social impact.
Yeah, it's been great, and I think especially for the SMEs, a lot of more businesses now are becoming quite conscious of their footprint. So that's why it kind of blows my mind that the couriers aren't really too interested in it, because from a business standpoint, you kind of have to stand for it now, whether you like it or not. It's going to be a part of who you are, and it should be. But even socially now, if you're not, people just will tend to not purchase with you, and they'll go with somebody else. So for us to then be able to offer that to them, so that they're not only their business is carbon neutral, if they're interested in it, then the delivery arm, it means they can promise to their customers, at least within Brisbane, that the entire arm of their business from the start of it to the end of it is completely carbon neutral. So yeah, it's a pretty cool thing. Not everyone's interested, but we're really trying to push the message, because I think it's quite valuable, really.
Yeah, I'm surprised as well by that, because I feel like particularly the younger generations are very much wanting to align with ESG and carbon neutral, and very, very much have concern about the environment and sustainability of it. So yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. You're right. I mean, it is. It's, that's one of the major things that younger people, which is fantastic. Our generation, it wasn't even a thought. So it's great that they are. I think it's just lagging. Businesses will eventually get on board. I guess we're just lucky that we've kind of gotten onto it first, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So just coming back to the charity you mentioned and that charity run, can you just tell us a little bit about that? Because I think that provides a really nice example of the kind of effect that Unfit Run Club produces, because you've got so many people now. You've got such a good community and a loyal community. You can actually go out and do some really cool stuff with it. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and I think that to start off with the networking side, it was obviously the entire thing. We didn't really know which direction it was going to go, but I think the networking things really blow my mind. I mean, I think because community first is everything that we do, we're not making money from it now. Any money that we do makes from shirt sales just goes back into the crew so we can do cool things for them and then provide a platform for the community. But yeah, I think it's naturally just happened because people are seeing, okay, well, we're doing X, Y, Z for the community. And now the people are like, well, how can we all work together? What can we do to help each other? Which is just crazy. We don't promote it. We don't spruik it. It's not something that's visible. I think it's just naturally happened because they can see what we're doing. And I think maybe they may enjoy it, and just say, great, well, maybe we should be getting into it as well. And then we just sort of thought, well, we've got a bit of a platform here now. We've got 5,000, 6,000 followers on the socials, and just what else can we do? We've got the community arm, we've got the running element, we've got the afternoon element. So we're kind of serving both markets there. We can manage to make a little bit of money to put back into the crew, but then what else do we stand for? I just felt it wasn't enough. And I thought, well, we've got to align with a charity, and we're going to do one in a few months with Orange Sky, who's a homeless, they help with homeless, which I'm sure you're probably aware. We're going to do one on the Gold Coast with them, but then just randomly, I came across, I'm in a business entrepreneur sort of organization, and I met a gentleman who was his first day there. And when you go, you've got to introduce yourself. He did his whole spiel, whatever it is you got to do, and then said, this is my purpose. This is why I'm here. And he explained this, asked this story about his daughter, Tallulah. So she's got a rare genetic disorder called SPG56. And essentially she got to, I think it was about 14 months, and then they just started noticing her body was sort of deteriorating a little bit. So she was, her arms would start to go limp. I don't want to mistell the story here, but this is kind of my memory of it. And then her body just started shutting down. So she's still a beautiful young girl. She can, they got a little wheelchair for her. She's still active, but she's obviously struggling. And from what I understand, if they don't find a cure for it, which there isn't a cure at the moment, she'll essentially eventually, it'll take over and she'll probably pass away. So he mentioned that in his speech, and then I thought, geez, maybe we can help. We've never done anything like this before. It's not something we really even know what to do. We're not an events company. We've never worked with a charity, and we've got a good little brains trust in behind Unfit that make it tick. So there's maybe six or seven of us, and then we all just got together and thought, okay, I think this is something we need to do. How do we make it work? I approached him. I didn't know him, just approached him and said, mate, this is who we are. This is what we stand for. And we'd love to help out. Let's try and get a run happening. And then we made it work. We approached a heap of local businesses, managed to get about $5,000-$6,000 worth of donated goods, t-shirt companies to provide t-shirts at cost price so the profits could go to the charity. We paired up with Kate from Nodo Donuts, and I'm sure you'd be familiar with them, massive in Brisbane.
She provided, tasty.
They're great, aren't they? And she's unreal, Kate. And she's just all for it from the moment I spoke to her. So a great thing about what we've done is we've run from Nodo about five or six times, built a relationship with them with no intention to try and make something from it. But it was just great that because we've already got that relationship, it was like, you want to do this? And Kate was like, of course, let's just make it happen. So she provided donuts and coffee on the day. We got all of our crew together. I think we sold about 145 tickets. It was a run from Nodo Newstead to Nodo South Bank. Had a charity raffle with all those donated goods that I mentioned. And we had crazy, like the Carlisle donated stuff. We had Hotel X donated night stays in the Novotel and, you know, parking vouchers and barber. It was crazy. The amount of gifts we got was insane. So that was a charity raffle at the end, and we managed to raise just over 8,000, I think, 8 or 9,000 bucks, which, you know, it's, you know, they need about 5 million to be able to save her. So obviously it's only a really small portion of that, but hopefully we've at least raised some awareness, which is, you know, if that happens, we might get some big corporates on board. I know Lululemon and LSKD were there on the day as well. They said they had a chat and they're going to try and do something for us. So we're just hoping that we can just get the conversation started, you know, and hopefully that it turns into something.
Yeah, I love that. So literally from this small, you know, community running group right through to now raising that amount of money for charity, that's just awesome, man. Well done.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, it's awesome, bro. It's great to see that we've got that platform. And I think it's cool because people know that we're not trying to monetize this thing, and we're not trying to turn it into, you know, if we turn into Nike one day, great. But for now, we're just trying to offer a platform for the community, and the crew just gets around it. Anything we do, they're just, they're unreal. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. And you mentioned as well, you have a team behind you. Can you just tell us a little bit about, because I know there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes. Can you tell us a little bit about like who helps out and what each person does, that type of stuff?
Yeah, man, for sure. So we got about maybe 18 months into it, maybe a little bit less, maybe, you know, 12, 14 months into it. And I think I was almost about to lose the plot. Like it was becoming that much of a beast running social medias. And I finally eventually got my head around it, kind of. But managing that with work, with, you know, a family and a new kid, I was like, it's just getting too much. So one of my mates is on board now. He's invested in the brand, not from just a monetary standpoint, because, you know, it's probably cost us about 30-40k to get this thing where it is today with no real return, which is fine. Just is what it is. It's just something that we decided we wanted to do. So he's got on board from that element, but he's also helped with the workload as well. So we now both share all the responsibilities in the back end. But then we've also got a team of, which again, through networking and people literally just putting their hand up and wanting to help. We've got a team of designers and branding people and marketing people, and yeah, crazy. I don't know how we've attracted them, but they all seem to love what we do and they want to be a part of it. And you know, they're part of the family now. You know, when we initially, we had Sean, he comes along, he basically created the brand itself, turning it from a dodgy thing that I created on Canva to an actual thing, like the hat that you're wearing now. He designed that with our great mates at Fractal. We've got people like, so Sean does the website. He's done a heap of the design. He's done the event posters and basically the theme around who we are and what we look like. And then we've got Graham, who's jumped on board and basically done a similar thing. So we became too much work for Sean. So then they basically shared the workload. And now it's become quite cool is that I can almost step out of it now. We kind of know what we stand for. And then they basically kind of make the decisions to now. And then sometimes I don't even have to, you know, really sign off on it. I just say, look, you guys just go for it. And then we've got people like Maddie and Ben that jump on from a branding standpoint. Again, they both in the creative space, work for agencies and, you know, marketing people within brands. So they help out with socials and reels and TikToks and all that sort of stuff. And Ben's designed T-shirts. He designed the one for the charity run. Don't know if you saw it, but he designed that. And then we've also got Isaac, who we've onboarded in the last maybe 6 months. I mean, he's looking after the Gold Coast, which is unreal. Like, we've been mates forever, which has been a great help for us to go into a new market. We didn't really want to lose who we are and what we stood for. And it was great that, you know, our mate that's come along to it and understands who we are and what we are and what we do. So he's basically just been able to pick that up and just move it straight to the coast, which is unreal. And he basically does exactly what we do. He looks after the whole thing. So yeah, without his help down there, the Gold Coast just wouldn't even exist. And, you know, they love what he does, the crew. And somehow, I don't know how it's worked. Maybe it's an unfit name on your hat, but we've honestly, the crew that we've attracted in Brisbane and the coast, they're the exact same people. super chilled, all want to work together, all want to help each other, I want to help the community. Yeah, which is just crazy. So there's, you know, there's maybe 7 or 8 people that help this thing tick over, which is crazy.
Wow. And Corey, what's set for the future of Unfit?
It's a hard one. I mean, I'd love it to turn into a massive brand, you know, and what that brand looks like, you know, it could, for me, it's not really necessarily just about the running. It's really like what goes on outside of the run. So obviously running's a massive element of what we do. And I'd love to scale that out across Australia and New Zealand and the UK. We've got quite a few contacts all over the place that really love what we're doing and want to help out. We just sort of, we haven't pushed the button yet. We really want to make sure we've got everything sorted here just to make sure when we launch in other places, we don't lose who we are. You know, it's got to be really succinct across the board. So it's obviously scaling out the run club, but then I think even little things, you know, like an Unfit event space potentially in each capital city, like a little cafe, a community space where we can invite all the people that we go and help back to our little home base. And then, you know, maybe offer a platform for people to, you know, small businesses to start within our space. So have a yoga teacher or have a Pilates instructor or have a cycling mechanic or something, you know, all have their own little sublet spaces within what we do. And then just helping them, they might not be able to afford an entire lease on a place. They might come into our place and then it's one big, massive family. You know, we'd still continue to run from every other location in the city and help other businesses. But then, you know, once a fortnight, we'd run from ours. Or we'd invite cycling crews to go from our place or whatever it may be. That's something we've toyed around with. That's another option. And then, you know, who knows, maybe we'll turn into Nike one day, mate, or Kith from New York, and we'll start a little clothing arm or, yeah, a heap of options. And we've got a great crew that can help it get to that point. We're just trying to work out which one is the best one at the moment.
Yeah, I love that. Is anyone doing that kind of business approach at the moment?
Not that I know of. It was a very similar model when I lived in the UK. A couple of mates and I actually worked for a fitness, like a sporting brand in the UK, a locally owned one, and they had a very similar model to that where they offered a space. It was their brand, but then they'd offer the kitchen was sublet out to a food truck, and a space down the back was sublet out to a judo instructor. And we thought, geez, maybe we could do something similar here. And again, that was very community focused, family driven. You know, everybody basically owned the club, basically a clubhouse for people to feel like they own it rather than it just being a gym where you pay membership to. So yeah, I don't know, man. It may exist here, and who knows, it might be biting off more than we can chew, but it'd be pretty cool if we can make it work.
Absolutely. And also, I know that, is it fair to say there's potentially some Unfit coffee and Unfit beer?
Yeah, so this would be an exclusive. I think I've obviously mentioned it to a couple of people already, but yeah, with Bare Bones Coffee. They're a coffee roaster in the Valley in Brisbane. We've done some stuff with them before, but it was really just us trying to get a grasp on what the market might look like if we wanted to get into it. Obviously, we've got no interest in becoming a coffee roaster, so we're not trying to, you know, steal their thunder there. It was really just, okay, we've got our community, you've got yours. How can we join the two together? You know, how can we put more eyes on your business? How can we extend our brand? You know, coffee is a big part of what we do. That's how it started. What do we do? And I just approached them and they're all about it. So we're basically going to collaborate on some beans, going to have a massive launch day. It's actually going to be on our second birthday, which is pretty cool. So we're going to have the launch of the coffee on the second birthday, have a bit of a party there, barbecue. You can buy the beans, you can drink the coffee. They'll serve only our coffee in the morning, which is pretty cool. And then buy some, take them home. And then we've also got our second birthday party in the afternoon. But the main reason for that was that we don't, if we sell one bag or we sell 50 bags, we don't really care. You know, it's not going to transform Unfit by selling 50 bags of coffee. You know, we might make a bit of money and that'll go back into the crew. It was really just about how do we build out another relationship within the community? You know, we've got a lot of eyes that they have probably never seen their business. How can we bring them to them? And then again, for us, you know, If some of theirs see us and they want to come along to ours, then fantastic. If they don't, well, great. And I think for us, because we're not trying to become a roaster, it's just literally just another little thing we're trying to do. We'll probably do limited releases. So we might try one and do 20 to 30 or 50 bags. And then we might do another one in a couple of months with them in a different variety of bean or something. But yeah, that's a go with that. And then we're going to try and do a similar model with beer. So we've got a couple of good relationships with some brewers in Brisbane and now on the Gold Coast, thanks to Isaac. So yeah, hopefully we can get that off the ground. And we'll have some Unfit beer, which I know the crew will get behind coffee, but I feel like the beers could go to another level, which would be pretty crazy. Just knowing what our crew is like, not that they've got drinking problems, but yeah, I feel like it could become a bit of a beast.
No, it sounds like some exciting stuff in the works for Unfit Run Club. And Corey, is there anything else that you wanted to have a chat about today regarding Unfit?
I'm just over the moon that people are getting around it. I mean, we've got a lot of cool things coming up and we're happy to test all of them. We don't need any of them particularly to turn into their own business or to skyrocket us to the moon. But yeah, I think it's just great that we've got a platform that we can do cool things with and that people get around it. I mean, we're always getting messages from Perth and Melbourne and Sydney and the UK and all sorts of things. Can you bring your crew here? Can we start this here? Which is just mad. So, you know, that's definitely going to be something we're going to do in the next couple of months. We're probably going to start a Byron, a Bondi, and maybe a couple of regional ones too up north, which would be pretty cool. And then mate, we'll just see where it goes. I mean, in my head, I think it'd be really, really cool if we, you know, we paired up with a brand like a Nike or a Lulu or an LSKD or something and maybe offered some collaborated run kits or something. We had spoken about it with LSKD before. So who knows? You know, we'll just keep doing what we do, provide cool things for the community. And then, yeah, mate, you never know. You never know what'll happen.
Yeah, and testament to you, man. Like you really have built such a cool brand. So yeah, can't compliment you enough. For those listening today, where can people find you and find out about Unfit Run Club?
So Instagram's probably the best one for us. We did have two accounts going for Gold Coast and Brisbane, but it was just becoming way too much work. So yeah, just Unfit Run Club on Instagram. We've got a little TikTok going, but we're not real good at that yet. Feel free to check it out. it's not our thing, so videos, but we'll give it a go. But Instagram's definitely the one, or our unfitrun.club has all the merch. You can, you know, if you want to support us and continue to make us do cool things for the community, then you can get us there, and that's where you can also find all the upcoming runs as well. So that's it, mate. That's for us.
Yeah, no, and again, thanks for your time, Corey, and coming on the show.
Awesome, thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it.
Pleasure. Okay, cheers.
Unreal. Thanks, brother. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Holistic You podcast, where we inspire you with the confidence to live a happy, healthy, and more balanced life. If you found today's content meaningful, please tag me in your stories or posts or follow me on Instagram. Like and subscribe and leave a 5-star written review.